Get him.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'll let you call your last.
Oh, yeah.
Item number 23, five-year capital improvements, 2014 through 2018, page 174.
Mr. Cady? Mr. Chairman, yes, this is not a five-year capital plan. It's just a sort of an informational item that's been always included in the back of the capital improvements budget. It's going to give policymakers an idea of what's on the horizon, how this will change in light of the implementation of the CIC, and I think the goal of the CIC of trying to develop a five-year plan in future years as well. But to the extent that it's not a budgetary item, but it's an item that's in the budget, it's included for whatever discussion you wanted to have. Just wanted to clarify that because people were saying, do I need to show up for the five-year plan? And it's not something that there's typically amendments taken to.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate that. I've actually started to pay much more attention to this than I have in the past. It's useful to watch projects in your own district move up through the years or languish, as the case may be, because more often than not, sometimes they languish. But with regard to the 2018, this is the year that's being added now. And maybe Mr. Masterson can enlighten me on how those projects start to appear in 2018. Who puts them there?
Chairman, Supervisors, thank you. So if you look at the out years, from 15 to 18, those are all based on departmental's assessment of their facilities, other needs. So they update them as needed. It's their best estimate as to what they'll need in future years.
So, for example, highway, they probably by now have gone to the Transportation Committee and discussed the long-range plan that they have, and the committee has discussed it. I know that's the case because I've sat on that committee. But in other cases, sometimes supervisors have to ask department heads, for example, with regard to lagoon restoration, there's a department called Environmental Services where if you need services to do something, they actually have to go out, do an engineering study, and believe something needs to be done, and then request, you know, that kind of project, which then gets put on the list. So, you know, supervisors can have concerns about their districts, but you may have a need to work through departments to do that. So I'm not so sure that's always clear to folks.
Anything further on this item?
My other suggestion would be follow your projects because they can get moved back.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow, Nick.
Yeah.
But, and Nick, we don't have. He said he wishes we could meet tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then next week we have reserved time, but we don't have anything scheduled as of yet. But we may have to schedule some things. So if you can if people have scheduling conflicts next week, let us know what days might be better or worse for people. Maybe to Mr. Cady or whatever.
Question, is the chair going to, are you going to start defining specific dates for specific amendments? For example, we're going to do a hearing today on parks for parks amendments. Please have your amendments in for parks by this date. Are you going to do a schedule like that?
Mr. Cady, have you spoken much to Supervisor Johnson about that too? Or
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I think last year was sort of the first year we went to sort of a limited towards the end process of considering amendments. And I think we're going to go back and take a look at the process we used last year. And I think it was predominantly done by functional area, mm-hmm. just so that you could keep the conversation in it. And while I haven't spoken directly to both the co-chairs, I think that would probably be a good suggestion as well.
Right. Well, since we're not approving budgets, you know, we're not putting budgets to bed, in department budgets, I mean. Everything's just still open right now in a way. I mean, that's kind of the way I compare the prior years with this year. And without some structure, who knows when things are going to be looked at. I think it makes sense to have some subject matter organization to it. Not that you're cut off. I mean, you still have final dates for final amendments, but at least to try to get the subject matter organized.
Correct.
Right.
The final date is generally after the public hearing. Yeah. Yeah. Final amendments.
Do you have days for certain departments?
We tried to last year.
That makes sense.
It would, but I don't know. Last year was bad, but I don't know.
But if we have, if we are thinking of amendments that we want to work on, you know, for example, if I know parks is going to be earlier than transportation, right, and I want to do something in parks, I better move that up first.
Mr. Chairman, I just like to say, if anyone is contemplating an amendment, I suggest strongly that you get it in much sooner than later. Waiting until the final day, it's going to be difficult to get those drafted, or waiting to the day before that item might come up. So we start on the 28th. That week is when so it's a week from Monday that actually amendments. So all next week, if there are drafting requests or ideas that you would like staff to start looking at, I suggest you get them in sooner.
So we don't plan to meet next week?
That's up to the co-chairs as to what days, if any, will be reserved for meetings.
I mean, right now we're at a disadvantage because we're attending these meetings. There's no way I'm working on amendments.
Right. There has been a lot of information requested, Mr. Chairman. Some of it has come back. Some is still in the process of coming back. So we'd like to share that with you, and to the extent that that answers your initial questions, that may drive the need for future review.
Yeah.
Okay, any other board?
So just to be clear,
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So just to be clear, Steve, you said Monday the 28th we start voting on amendments.
No. Mr. Chairman, the memo that went out from the co-chairs said that there would be no voting on any amendments until the week of the 28th. And that the plan is that any amendments to the recommended budget would be voted on hearings that would be held any time between that Monday and that Thursday.
Okay.
And
of course, we have the committee schedule coming up again.
Correct, because you have to adopt a budget with your appropriate amendments for what's developed as the Blue Pack prior to your hearing, your public hearing on the 4th.
Yep.
Okay, and so that's what happens. Then after you have the public hearing, you have another deadline on the 5th. To submit any final amendments that would be taken up by this committee on the 6th, and then the committee adopts again a final recommended budget to the full county board for budget adoption day.
Gotcha.
So amendments will be voted on the week of the 28th. That's a week from Monday.
Gotcha.
And final budget adoption day for everyone, I think, is?
The final budget adoption day is Tuesday the
12th.
12th, yes. It's a little different this year because of the veterans' minor holiday. It's not on a Monday. It's on a Tuesday.
Okay. Anything further?
Okey-dokey.
We're adjourned.
Thank you.